So reference books, you know, this is very important as well for students to be able to learn on their own. They've got to know how to use these, whether they be online or physical books. And, you know, secondary school students are often called on to find information. And they can do so if they know how, using encyclopedias, dictionaries, almanacs, and atlases. But a lot of our students, again, do not know how to use these tools effectively. And the prerequisites for effective use of reference books are important to be taught, including knowledge of alphabetical order. The fact that information in encyclopedias and dictionaries and some atlases is in alphabetical order. The ability to use guide words, in other words, knowing the location of guide words on a page and understanding that they represent the first and last entry words on a dictionary or encyclopedia page. Cross-referencing pronunciation keys, the ability to choose from several word meanings to be able to find the one that most closely fits what you require for your reading. The ability to read maps, interpreting scales and legends, and the ability to determine which volume of a set will contain the information being sought. That's really with a paper encyclopedia more than anything. And last but not least, the ability to determine key words under which related information can be found. And again, there we go back to main idea, how important that is.